All right, James, I said earlier, we got some Nick Sirianni role play here because we're all trying to figure out.
Oh, buddy.
Would you say, is it fair to say he struggled with decisions the other day? I think it's a reasonable point, right?
I think that is the prevailing sentiment around the Delaware Valley,
and
yes.
We wonder in his everyday life, like, is it that? I mean, I thought it was so clear the other day to kick some of those field goals, and then he didn't. So we wonder, like, in everyday life, John, what's going on? Let's peel back the curtain of Nick Sirianni's life just when it's the mundane, the regular in the world.
The banal, behind the scenes
yes.
decision-making.
The everyday decision-making of the Eagles head coach, Nick Sirianni.
Here we go. Sirianni is underway with his day, moving from right to left.
Right now, he's driving to the facility.
Uh-oh, the light is turning yellow, and he's too far away.
Red light camera detected ahead.
Not a good decision. Not a good way to start the day. Now Sirianni is stopping. He's pulling into a store.
Oh, let me swing in this bakery here.
What can I get you today?
Yeah, just the turnovers and the coffee.
Paper or plastic?
Well, you know, I could go paper. Plastic's great, too. But whatever decision I make, I'm going to feel good about because it's from the heart.
Sir, we close at midnight.
All right, you know what? Just pour it right into my hands here.
Sirianni douses himself with coffee.
Are you shitting me?
I'm the head coach. I stand by that decision.
Okay, it's Sirianni and Hurts out for a morning walk.
Yeah, Jalen, I love our walks in the morning.
The longest journey starts with the first step.
Always great to be on the same page with you.
Oh, watch out there, Coach. There's a big puddle in front of you.
That's no problem. I got this.
Kellen Moore says you can't make that jump. It's too far.
Sometimes I just overrule Kellen.
Sirianni took a leap and he didn't make it. He is covered in mud.
Not a good look for the head coach.
I want to be clear on that. That was on me. I overruled Kellen and I'm all covered in mud.
Everything's calmed down now. Sirianni and Hurts again. This time they're out for an afternoon jog, Mike.
Is the coach and the quarterback getting away from the facility for some bonding?
Great lunch, Jalen, but I think I ate a little too much.
You are what you eat.
You know, analytics say if you feel like you have to go to the bathroom, wait 37 minutes because it's better for your digestive system.
By the look on your face, Coach, I don't think you should have waited.
Let's pick up the pace here. We need to get back to the facility.
Coach, you should have called the tush push before you left.
I thought the fake tush push would have been better. I overruled Colin again.
Well, remember, Coach, don't look at it. Just flush it.
Oh, no. Another horrible decision by Coach Sirianni.
We don't play them till October, but the coach is already preparing to face the Browns.
good old Joe Conklin. The guy is, he's unbelievable.
Wow.
He's unbelievable.
That's good.
You know, it's just, it's the everyday. Because that's the thing about the other day. I thought it was so easy to know what to do. They weren't complicated. They were simple. Anyway, great work by Conklin. He and I and Wechter
really
were working through some scenarios earlier this week. Which type of life scenarios could we feature? And we came up with those.
Where'd you come up with the gotta run to the bathroom one?
That was Joe. That was Joe. Uh-huh. Hey, make sure you see Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra at Cherokee High School in Marlton, New Jersey, Saturday, November 16th. It is this is really cool. The story of Philly sports through music. Also, Joe at the Media Theater in Media PA on Saturday, November 16th. It's the story again of Philly sports through music. Get your tickets at joeconklin.com.
And of course, it's Conklin's Comedy Night at Parks Casino every other Thursday. Tomorrow, the 26th, see Joe Bartnick from the Bill Burr Show. Get tickets at joeconklin.com. All right.